Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Dre Williams. I'm thankful that you are here. And if you haven't, please join us, subscribe, so that you can get notifications to this podcast. All right. So today's episode is going to be a little more reflective, a little more grounded, because today is Resurrection Day. And I know I had to make an episode specifically for this. And I just want to take a moment to really sit with what this day actually means. For a lot of people, today looks like getting dressed up, family gatherings, food, pictures, maybe an egg hunt, or giving your kids Easter egg baskets. And there's nothing wrong with that. But beyond all that, there's a deeper meaning. This day is about remembering. When you look at the life of Jesus, one thing stands out to me every time: selflessness, the way he served, the way he showed up, the way he gave, even when he knew what was coming. There's a moment in scripture where he already knew his time was coming. He knew what he was about to face, and what did he do? He still chose to sit with his disciples. He still chose to have that last meal. He still chose to serve them. And not only that, he washed their feet, even the one who was going to betray him. And I think about that. Like, how many of us could really do that? Because let's be honest, some of us wouldn't even hold the door open if our enemy was walking behind us. But he still chose to serve. And as a parent, this hits differently because we're called to serve every single day, to show up, to give, to love, even when it's hard. And it's not always easy, but it's meaningful. Jesus' life wasn't about comfort. It was about obedience. And that's something I carry into my own life, because sometimes obedience looks like being patient when you're overwhelmed, showing up when you're tired, choosing love when it's not convenient. And something else that always hits me on this day is one of my favorite hymns, "I Know It Was the Blood." If you know, it goes, "I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was both think out on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me." And it just goes in about the things that Jesus has done for us and what happened to him in the process. And I'm not going to sing the whole song, but my kids love that song. I know we were on our morning walk today, and they were just singing the song out to the top of their lungs, like the neighbors were not sleeping. But there's just something about that song, because when you really sit with it and remember what today represents, it hits different. This is a day he rose after the cross, after the sacrifice, and it just brings everything back into perspective. So today, let's not just focus on the Easter baskets, on every end cap and every store that you walk in right now, the egg hunts, the Sunday best. Let's remember. Let's take a moment to thank God for sending his only son and allowing him to die for us so we could live. This day is about sacrifice, love, obedience, and purpose. And for me, it's a reminder to carry that into my home, into my motherhood, into my everyday life. May you have a blessed week, and remember that the blood still works. And I will talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.